As I mentioned in the lecture on Byzantine Orthodox civilization, Constantinople was the center of Orthodox world. It was seen as the New Jerusalem. It was certainly seen that way by Alexis and Anna when they discussed matters with the Crusades. And furthermore, there wasn't any obsession going off to Jerusalem. What did you need to go to Jerusalem for? We had all the holy churches we need in Constantinople. There's Mary Theotokos. And so from the start, Alexis set up a situation where misunderstanding was bound to occur. To occur between the Eastern Christians, who retain that close contact with the Roman legacy, who were centered in Asia Minor, and with the Western Europeans, who had developed in very independent lines since the breakup of Roman power in the 5th century AD. And this first crusade really encapsulates the misunderstanding, and I want to concentrate a bit on that. When the nobles came on crusade, and they arrived in 1096, 1097, Alexis made great efforts to understand who these nobles were and what their interests were. He understood acts of homage. He understood the Western interest in going to Jerusalem rather than fighting in Asia Minor. He tried to, and this is not just his daughter painting Alexis in a positive light. I do believe Alexis tried to understand and appreciate what these Western Europeans were about. To most of the Byzantines, they looked like oafish barbarians. Many of them were illiterate. Some of them, such as the Norman Prince Bohemond, the son of Robert Guiscard, had attacked Constantinople less than 10 years earlier with the intention of taking the imperial city. They were prone to riot. They resented the Byzantines. Some scholars have actually compared the Western Europeans to rather jealous and naughty children. They admired Constantinople. They loved the riches, but they couldn't understand why did the Byzantines need them. If the Byzantines were so good, why were they called in? Actually, the Western Europeans appreciated the Turks far more than their Byzantine co-religionists. At least the Turks were valiant warriors the way they were. And later on, as a result of the fighting, the Western Europeans said, well, the Turks and the Western Europeans, Franks is the word they use, we're really related from the same people. We go back to the Trojans because we are valiant warrior race and we're not Greeks the way those decadent Byzantines are. Well, in any event, these misunderstandings are already clear in the First Crusade when those nobles show up. And the First Crusade does result in the capture of Jerusalem and the establishment of a set of crusader states along the Levantine shore, which in the course of the 12th and 13th century absorbed enormous amount of European effort to maintain the holy places against the Muslim powers. It did also enable Alexis to reoccupy much of Western Asia Minor. And Alexis and his two successors, John II and Manuel I, the three great Comnenian emperors of the 12th century, they retook those three shores, the Aegean hinterland. They brought back imperial institutions. There's a lot of archaeological evidence now to suggest that cities were resettled, that there was a very active fortification, that the cisterns, the road systems were put back in order, and Hellenic civilization seemed to return to the peninsula. And to a large extent, the Byzantine emperors owed that success to the assistance given to them by the Western Europeans, who were able to provide the heavy cavalry necessary to beat the Turks in several decisive battles. And the First Crusade was instrumental in the Byzantine recovery. However, they were resented. And they were resented throughout Byzantine society. They were seen as interlopers. They were seen as rude and crude. And many of the nobility in Byzantium were quite concerned when the Crusaders decided to stay in the East to carve out what we call the Crusader states in Syria and in Palestine, because by setting up Western European principalities there, and this occurred right after Jerusalem was taken in 1099, that meant that to reinforce those Western Europeans, there would be future Crusades. And there were. One in 1101, another one by the kings of France and Germany, the famous Third Crusade. That is, throughout the 12th century, huge crusades, several of them led by the great monarchs of Western Europe, others smaller affairs or pilgrimages. All of these crusades streamed across the Byzantine Empire, disrupted Byzantine communications, put an enormous strain on the agriculture of the area, forced the Byzantine emperors to deal with these Western Europeans in a very tortured and a complicated diplomacy. And as much as Alexis's successors tried to deal with these crusaders, none of them had the same success of Alexis in understanding and appreciating European objectives and means. The crusaders themselves were very ill advised in waging war in the Near East, and it took them several generations to get the hang of it.